Blog Talk Radio.
Spent too much time on the checklist.
All right, welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show, www.thematthewaronshow.com. Matt Aaron Show on Twitter, Matthew Aaron on Facebook, The Matthew Aaron Show also on Facebook. You could find Steve Weirich on the Facebook, Lee Capreas on the Facebook. Brucey Fretz will be joining us later. He's on the book, and he's on the book a lot.
Yeah, that he is. This is Steve Weirich, everybody.
Steve, introducing himself. Lee
Capreas, hello.
Okay. All right, everybody. All right. We have something that everyone needs to pay attention to. On a much serious and sad note, our beloved Burger Works has gone out of business.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we need to go to dinner on a wing and a prayer real quick, okay?
Very quick.
So I call my driver, Luisi, and I go, pick me up in your Crown Vic. I got places to be, people to go, places to be, things to eat. Okay, I go, hey, you can come along and eat, though. You're paying. So,
and you're buying the booze afterwards.
Yeah. So, okay, we couldn't go anywhere. Tonini's, too far.
No more
Tonini's. Though, by the way, we were like 5 minutes from Tonini's in the long run.
Yeah, we were.
Freddy's, too far. Too far to go to Freddy's. So I couldn't go there. So we end up going to Burger Works, or so I think. Now, Burger Works is this place where they have 28 different kinds of burgers and 28 different kinds of chicken sandwiches. They got great hot dogs, the best sloppy Joe you'll ever have. Great chili, fantastic. It's out of this world, okay? We drive by, and I find out they're out of business.
It's quite sad. I mean, I like
it. It hit me hard.
Oh, yeah.
It hit me hard. Cheap prices, great homemade food.
Royal Crown Cola as well.
Royal Crown product.
They had my Royal Crown.
Yeah. And it was really disappointing. So we ended up going to Pop's because Pop's is relatively cheap.
Pop's Italian beef, everybody.
Yeah, Pop's Italian beef.
Pop's Italian beef.
Okay.
Owned by Greeks, ran by Mexicans. Lee, you know how it's getting Italian business.
Yep. We own the business. The Mexicans make the food. The building mysteriously catches fire. The arson investigators give it a clean bill, and we make a little money. Lefta, as we call it.
We didn't hear any stories like that today, no.
Yeah, speaking of arson, Pat Tobias is now banned from the Facebook for like 2 days, actually.
Yeah, our booker is banned from the book.
So if you want to get a hold of him, send smoke signals or a messenger pigeon.
Yeah. Or use MySpace if you really get desperate.
Yeah, so I guess what Tobias did was I gave him like 20 people to hit up this morning.
Oh, boy.
And we're talking like big names. Big. Like 9 a.m. I'm like, you're hitting up this guy. Okay. So Tobias goes on his rampage and starts hitting them all up. And I don't think Mark Zuckerberg liked it too much.
No,
he looked
he
at
didn't.
His spam probably, and
that little boy in the 1950s picture has been hitting too many people up.
he slapped a 2-day restraining order on Pat Tobias from chatting or messaging on the book.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he trying to get Mark Zuckerberg on the show?
No. People I actually respect.
God.
People I respect and like.
That would turn into Jerry Springer fast if Zuckerberg came
on. What are
on.
You two looking at over here?
Yeah, what?
Porn.
What the hell's going on?
We're just trying to do something for you.
Why are you looking at pictures of me?
Oh, boy.
What's...
I'm not even on.
All right, so go on with your story, Burger Works.
No, I mean, it's just disappointing. That's all there is
well,
to
you know
it.
What?
It's a great establishment.
There used to be Fuddruckers. Remember Fuddruckers?
There still is one over on Finley Road.
Okay, because you know what? It seems like places that offer like 24 choices for one item, they're going under. And places that only sell one thing are and they sell it well. Like they got like Five Guys, like they just got burgers. Those places are booming.
Yeah, I mean... I read a status from Bruce Fretz today. He had his first Five Guys.
Yeah, oh,
Bruce
did,
is going to
yeah.
be on with us with Betsy Brandt in a little bit. Betsy Brandt of Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
One of my favorite shows on TV. I
can't wait to hear what she has to say about
it's
Five
nice
Guys.
It's nice that we talk ahead of time about our favorite shows on TV and then actually get some of those people.
Yeah.
That's nice. I don't have to fake like her.
Right.
Or her show. When
like all our other guests.
Yeah, I don't have to be like, oh, yeah, great movie, Selena Gomez. Oh, boy. So, any hoosers.
Speaking of Selena Gomez, tell us why you don't like sour grapes, the expression.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I want to have this convo with Lee, actually, because I think Lee may agree with me or have a strong disagreement with me. But, you know the term sour grapes?
Yes.
Oh, that guy just has sour grapes.
Right.
Aren't the people that say so-and-so has sour grapes having sour grapes themselves?
Exactly.
And usually extremely jealous?
Right, because they don't get to be angry at something legitimately and the other person does.
So I'm not wrong about that phrase, then.
No, I get it. Well, actually, most people are misusing it because it has to do more with rationalization than it does with thinking that the thing that you wanted
so
was probably bad
so
anyway.
So it's a phrase you're saying that just gets misused.
Yes.
There's a purpose for it.
Right.
But no one uses it.
Well,
right.
No, I believe that its distinct sort of definition is defined as rationalization.
Because I don't think I have sour grapes, when I tell someone who doesn't think I'm going anywhere in life that I'm going somewhere in life, and here's all the work I've done, here are my credits, here's my credentials, I'm working on 4 or 5 projects right now, I think I'm doing okay. And then they say to me, that's sour grapes.
Well,
you got some sour grapes.
Who?
I think we know who the who is.
Okay, I was going to say, don't take up all the time in the show, but who is telling you that you're not going to make it anywhere?
BBT.
Oh, boy.
Self high five. BBT.
I had a conversation with BBT today.
He was very nice to
me. Very nice to me today. He wants to know why I haven't been over to eat smoked meat products and smoked salmon. So he must have been like on fire today.
Yeah, good
for a
for
second
BBT.
There, I thought you said BET.
No.
BET.
Like, I don't know how you're ever going to get on BET.
I get along much better with BET than BBT.
Okay.
BET actually still gives me the time of day.
Okay.
Speaking of being given the time of day,
Bruce Fretz just asked me how I felt about the movie Sour Grapes,
which
starred Craig Bierko.
Craig Bierko was directed by Larry David.
And Steve can back me up. I actually liked the movie quite a bit.
Yeah.
However, I just hate the title.
Me and you have 2 of 3 copies ever made.
Yeah, I think we bought the only copies.
Speaking of Sour Grapes, though, why don't you address Terzo's phone calls? Because you wanted me to remind you about that.
Terzo and the phone?
So speaking of Sour Grapes, my segues tonight.
Steve and I are currently writing. How many projects?
At least, well,
five.
One.
We have 5 projects. How many are we writing?
Four or five. 3? Yeah.
We got 2 done, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. We have 5 projects going on. I have no time to go to the bathroom. I have time to go to the bathroom shit, but I can't wipe my own ass.
And
I can't have anyone that does it for me, so I'm developing a rash.
Okay.
But long story short, all my friends keep calling me to do shit. Terzo, why doesn't Matt return my phone calls? I don't have fucking time. I'm not trying to be rude. I have 0 time right now.
Well, how long of a phone call is he looking to have?
Here's the problem with all my friends, all of them. If they're not going to have an hour-long conversation on the phone with you, they want to meet you up for a good couple hours.
Yeah.
So it's lose-lose.
Sounds accurate.
Lose-lose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my favorite expression.
I love my... Yeah, it's some other people's favorite
but,
expression.
But you... well, listen, are you that busy? I mean, maybe you got to clear some time to not go insane, you know?
I disagree. Oh. Because the successful people are insane.
Yeah.
Like Andrew Dice Clay.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Or
that hulking success. That fraud.
Hey now. Don't dream it's over.
Don't like that.
Speaking of Andrew Dice Clay,
he was on.
Not nuts
he
about
was
the ADC.
On. Billy Bob wants to know how he winds up in the convo before he even tunes in. Who's giving him info?
I couldn't.
Who's feeding him the dirt?
I bet maybe Ryan Tim. I don't know.
It is not I, Billy Bob.
Any Hoosers, what were we just talking about?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay, he has a character arc on Entourage this year.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
And I actually haven't hated him yet. I do believe he's joined the hair club.
Ooh.
I'm not going to go too far with that. And I will give him credit. He is playing his real life self pretty well. I mean, they are not shying away from the fact that he's washed up, or was washed up, whatever.
Yeah.
That he's living in an apartment with his wife and kids after he used to own, like, hundreds of acres of land in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
They're not really shying away from it. So I give Andrew Dice Clay that. But
let me ask you this. Is
the Italian Jew.
Is nobody washed up anymore? It seems like everybody can get a reality.
It's just an offensive term.
Right, but it's like everybody can get a reality show or be on a reality show.
I still think that's washed up.
Yeah.
I have credentials for being not washed up, and they don't involve reality TV.
Well, you got to have that huge success first.
No, but my whole thing is just I think the reason washed up, so it's a controversial term.
Yeah.
Now, here's the difference. Now, not reality show. But you could have a guy like Travolta who comes back like 10 times.
Right.
He's washed up. Oh, no, he's not. New hit movie.
Right.
So, I mean, it's why it's a weird term. You never know. What else do we got going on?
Oh,
Steve, what's on the list?
Well, we've been like plowing through this list like bros plow through chicks. Let me tell you.
Your kiss is on my list.
We've got a few things.
Bro is plowing through chicks. Which bro is this?
Well,
no one's sitting here.
None of the bros we know because we all piss off chicks. But speaking of pissing off chicks, remember last Halloween at Kuna?
Save this story for after Betsy Brandt because Lenny needs to sit
that,
in on
that
this
is
story.
True. Oh, but okay. I got something else though for it. I might pop to tell you.
But Lenny does have work to do today. He has a story.
Yes, Lenny, because Lenny's imperative in that story.
They're in Disneyland over here right now.
Let me know what you think about the remixing of an Otis Redding song you just heard.
Oh my God,
yeah, bro.
I didn't download this. I'll download for tomorrow's show because we'll ask Shelly.
Oh, yeah. Shelly should know.
Jay-Z and Kanye. So that is the rap hip-hop game, right? Those are the guys, Lee?
Yeah.
Okay. They remixed or whatever an Otis Redding song, Try a Little Tenderness.
Yeah.
Where all they do is rap over pretty much the original recording.
Sounds awful.
Of Try a Little Tenderness.
It's bad.
It sounds really bad. It sounds like they're in my basement listening to Otis Redding
talking
and rapping.
Over it while you're trying to sit with your girlfriend with the candles lit and snuggle.
No,
and they're standing there rapping.
It's like when you're doing a show and you got two people sitting next to you not doing a show and all they're doing is playing on computers and yapping.
Yeah.
I don't know people like that.
Never happened here.
It's never happened in this area.
No. That's never. Actually, wow. Do I bring up our late night food adventure? Our late night food adventure
to where?
To Taco Bell. Okay.
You made a run to the border.
You guys
nothing
are
on the screen. They're not doing anything.
Okay.
Stop not doing anything.
Okay. So remember with the lightning, the crazy storms, and we're going to Taco Bell because us two water buffaloes need Taco Bell at 2 a.m.
Right.
You remember this, right?
You need fire sauce.
What are we laughing? Can I get a timeout?
Yeah, timeout.
Can you show me this?
It's bad. You're on Craigslist. That's how bad it
is. Why am I on Craigslist?
Oh, take a look, Chief.
Oh, come on! Get me off the Craigslist.
I think it was in a gay ad, too. Yeah.
No, it's male for female.
Oh.
The subject says, I'm a star.
Hitch your ropes to my shooting star.
Looking for someone to hitch their ropes to my shooting star.
If that's not out of, like,
if that goes up on the, you know what, put it up, though. I may get a date or two.
Go ahead. Oh, wow.
Yeah, leave it up. You know, you're bound to get somebody.
I use one of my fake email accounts.
At least it was an M for M.
Right.
I was waiting for that.
Right.
If that's not
you know how many dick pictures Alex would get?
Yeah.
If that wasn't out of a Kenny G song I don't know.
You would get some flagpole shots emailed back to you.
Yeah, Alex would learn who his dick buddies
dick
are.
Dick buds? Right.
Like, you keep your dick buddies
that's
close.
Disgusting.
Wow.
That's disgusting, putting me up on Craigslist. When have I done such a thing to you?
Yeah, that is bad.
Oh, yeah, you're the prankster extraordinaire.
You know there's killers
put
on that Craigslist.
Let's see who we can get out of it. Oh, by the way, every single one of you are signing up for a Match.com subscription.
Sweet.
Already got one.
Already
Wait,
got
who?
One.
Lee, you already got one?
Oh,
already
no.
on Match.com.
Wait, please explain.
Oh, you
I did it when I was drunk. I was crying a lot that night. I got a profile going.
Deep.
I didn't put a picture up yet. You got to have a picture because you're not going to go in it without the picture.
Yeah, you need the picture.
Yeah, but I didn't do that yet because I barely know how to work a computer, so it hasn't really been of much use anyway, and it's yeah, I got one.
This,
right?
This
already did it. Very lonely, and I got it.
Have you gotten any hits? No one wants a guy with no picture.
Yeah, it's the picture. It's
they really didn't care about your essays you write in the fill in the what my interests are.
This story right here is like a straight to Hallmark Movie Channel movie right here.
Yeah.
A stand-up comedian gets sad one night and he puts himself on the Match.com.
He's about to meet
Andrew Dice Clay as Lee Caprae.
So we're all getting Match.com.
Sign me
and
up.
And we're going to see who can get the most tail to respond.
Andrew Dice Clay is Lee Capreas.
You know what the problem is, Luisi?
Oh, no, it's really good. Luisi, you fucking stepped on my one-liner, you son of a bitch. It was really good.
Can I
you
set it
motherfucker.
Up? I could set it up again for you.
Okay.
You're a motherfucker, I guess.
All right.
Wait, what
and
was my
Andrew,
setup, though?
Andrew Dice Clay is Lee Capreas.
Andrew Dice Clay is Lee Capreas.
In Match.rom-com.
Oh,
oh
man. God.
See, look at all the buildup. Oh, it's us. It's not organic.
Oh,
fucking idiot. You're sitting there shaking your tootsies and your tail feathers and your what your mother gave you, and you're
distracting.
Well,
that's a nice how do you do.
The rest of yous.
Wow.
I love how this turned into a 90-year-old man show.
Yeah.
I love that. How do you do?
You're no volleyball player. You couldn't see
Well, we were driving around
here.
In Alex's rented Crown Victoria. No, yeah,
oh,
calm down,
God.
You two-pounding fists.
Speaking of driving around, we drove around late a few nights ago trying to get Taco Bell in the middle of a
worst
monsoon.
Storm ever.
Yeah.
I saw what lightning looks like about 20 feet away from your body.
Must have been what
that's
lightning.
Pretty sweet.
Lightning crashes. That live song was about us, I guess. I mean,
So listen, I think you
it
should
is
keep
bomb
that.
Bomb night on NPR Tuesday.
I think you should keep that picture up there.
Wow.
Get maybe a couple of gold digging Downers Grove tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Okay. It's listen,
rotten tomatoes.
Yeah.
There's no tomatoes in Downers Grove.
You say tomato, Downers
so
Grove
Luigi,
says shut up.
Luigi, I think at first will get the most chicks because he actually looks suitable.
True.
Maybe Caesar will get a few.
Oh,
he'll
will.
Probably get a few guys, too.
Yeah.
But I think in the long run, I'm going to go with who's going to win here.
Who's the rat race for last place between, though? That's
well,
the question.
Nick has a chance, too, though. He's young.
He is young.
And but there's not a lot of young women on the
Match.com.
But if he advertises himself to cougars.
True.
If I advertise myself to cougars instantly, I'd hook up instantly.
You know who I think's going to win, though?
You.
Chuck Salvatore.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I believe
my
it.
Reasoning. He will spend the most time on that fucker. He will find those women. He'll hunt them down.
Charles.
What are you laughing at, Luigi? What's so funny now?
Oh man, we've been
looking at houses in LA.
They're
we're gonna
all
go four
room
bedrooms.
Nice.
I think I'm going one.
Sounds good.
You want to?
Yeah, that's nice. You mean I don't have to sleep in the communal area of your house?
The rest of y'all are on the floor.
All y'all.
Come on.
Hey, that's a step up for some of us.
Oh.
Yikes. Not having to sleep on the floor.
You guys forget who I am. I am
Matthew Perry.
Yeah, Matthew fucking Perry.
Oy vey. Speaking of Matthew
Perry,
this place
still smells like Little Caesar's Crazy Bread. By the way,
it does. It reeks of that.
Good thing I smoke because I can't smell it.
No, I was gonna say that probably. Does.
I don't get high at MTV events, but
no,
I do. I do smoke the cigarettes.
You do smoke the cigarettes like a chimney over here.
I didn't get high at Rihanna Unplugged.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, at Rihanna. You didn't
even
why
do
not?
Unplugged anymore?
No.
Because I'm just bringing this up because Bruce Fretz keeps posting Nirvana
Unplugged
videos.
Because he was there.
Because it was awesome. He was there.
He was there. Bruce Fretz was.
Please explain.
So me and Bruce Fretz. Hi, Bruce, by the way, because I know you're like fireside chat style looking at your computer.
Right.
So me and
fireside
Bruce,
chat.
I'm a psycho stalker-ish kind of guy at times, and I saw on his feed, he commented on someone's link about the Unplugged, and it mentioned he was there. So I, you know, say, Bruce, you were at the Unplugged? And this spawned this conversation about, yeah, he was there. Can't find him. If you watch the DVD, he assures you, you cannot see him. I'm going to find him, though. And
how could you miss him in a crowd?
He says he was in the way back. You can't find
him. In the way back?
Yeah.
Man.
So he's in the way back watching this.
You're putting me out in Los Angeles, too, are you? Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's cool.
But now they have put it up in Casual Encounters. And if you're looking for a date with me, Craigslist, San Fernando Valley.
Wow.
The beautiful San Fernando Valley.
Beautiful San Fernando.
Location, back door.
Oh.
Real classy.
Are we sure that's not called Craig Bierko's list?
You should
list?
See this picture of me they used. I look like Santa Claus is getting mad at one of the elves.
Let me see that picture.
You elves, you.
Oh, my God.
Eh?
Oh, man. You look like a jazz performer at a really bad gig.
Wow.
Really?
That Bruce Fretz isn't smoking at.
Looking for someone to hitch the ropes to my shooting star.
God.
Looking for.
I'm not 25, by the way.
Looking for someone to.
Oh,
no,
I am now.
He's 32.
Ride the tide of my cresting wave.
Listen here, you're not going to be a WC and lie about your age.
Boy, let's just keep classing it up for Betsy Bryant.
And my,
Betsy Bryant today.
And my penis.
I didn't say Betsy Bryant.
Yeah,
Bryant.
What is that?
I think I know a Betsy Bryant.
Yeah?
Do you?
Bryant?
Were we supposed to have Kobe on the show? Is that
Kobe?
Why that happened?
Oh, Kobe Bryant.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be kind of nice.
I do like Kobe.
So Bruce, who does...
Why are you tagging everyone on the planet in this photo?
Stop. All right.
Boy.
Don't tag any nice celebrity
friends. Wait a minute. What is it that happens that between when we start the show and Alex becomes a fucking 9-year-old?
It happens when we start the show.
But he regresses in age like 20 years when we start the show.
I think that's just Alex. I don't know if there was ever like a show regression.
He automatically does nothing but...
Oh, Turzo's giving you the bobblehead.
Listen, pal. You talk bad about my friend Alex. You're talking bad about me.
Oh,
pal.
No.
Oh, God, he'd say that,
you know,
too.
He starts...
Listen, we go to the Yorktown Movie Theater together.
Oh,
and,
God.
But like, that's my buddy there, huh? Okay. That's my little David Spade, if you will. I'm the commie boy to his Richard. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. But, like, we start the show with the second we go on the air, he's making obscene hand gestures all show like a dirty mime, like the mime in The Aristocrats. Fucking, like,
nonstop. I thought you were going to say Bob Saget.
No.
I was gonna say. And speaking of Bob Saget, back to Unplugged.
Speaking of Bob Saget, back to Unplugged. Yeah, so, I love that.
I am just...
I don't know what he has to do with that.
Nothing at all.
Nirvana Unplugged, you and Bruce are yapping. Continue your goth.
Bruce mentions that he's high as a kite at this little shindig.
Oh, I don't know if you're supposed to share that on the
air. I don't know if
you're
supposed to say that.
You know what? It was 20 years
ago.
Are
you saying... Wait just a second. Time out.
Oh.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Oh, God. You think Betsy Brand heard that?
Hollywood's listening, Steve. Oh, Bruce Fretz, you're off his friend list?
This is why he debooked you.
Yeah.
This is why he debooked you.
You know what? I'm gonna do Bruce a favor and not learn anything about his personal life so that I don't slip like you keep doing, Steve.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that bust. That's like if you talked about the time Lenny got high at McDonald's on 16th. It never happened.
Say,
it was on 28th. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it was a Burger King.
I don't believe Bruce Fretz would get high anyways.
Fair enough.
Have you met this man? He's a classy individual.
Very true.
He's above all that.
Maybe it was a Freudian slip.
If he does get high, it's with a vaporizer.
Yeah, like I do.
That's how classy he is.
Yeah, because that's a sign of class. He watches so much television, he has to get high. Stoners watch television.
He just gets legal highs from watching the talk. That's all.
Well, he mentioned.
Oh, there's Nick. Nick showed up for the show.
Mentioned of Cobain.
Hi, Nick.
Mentioned how refined he looked by drinking tea.
I guess back to this story.
He was like, and I just he mentions.
TV Guide's pink slip is in the mail right now. By the by,
no. It's 20 years ago. Cool off, Al Gore. Yikes. All right.
Bruce Fretz is an amazing human being. Let me tell you something about Bruce Fretz. Let me tell you how classy this man is. Did I ever tell you
how
Bruce Fretz saved the apostles?
Let me know. No, you didn't. Let me know this
I never
story.
Told you this.
No, what
the
happened?
Last Supper with Bruce Fretz.
Was he number 13? What happened?
No, he was number one.
He was sitting there in the middle.
One bread, one body.
Sing that
friend.
Song for us.
Yeah.
One Lord our love. One cup of blessing, which we bless.
That's nice. So he saved
yet
the apostles?
We know many throughout the earth. These are Satan songs.
So did he cook dinner after saving the apostles, is what you're telling me.
So anyways, do you have any other fibs you want to share, Steve? Any other tall tales about celebrities?
You fibber.
Yes, I would. Did you see, weren't you at the Viper Room last night hanging out with your favorite pals?
Hanging out.
Oh, no. I don't want to go down that avenue.
Was at the Viper Room?
That's what you told me.
Wow, this show is just lie after lie today. Can we get any truth on this show? Betsy Brandt will bring the truth.
All right.
She will be the truth.
How do you know?
And Bruce Fretz will bring the truth. And I'm pretty sure Bruce Fretz would like defend himself when he comes on. He's going to have some words for Steve Weirich.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Sure.
Well,
I
can't wait.
You are off the
ball. You are going to get dressed down in front of Betsy Brandt.
You know what Bruce should do?
Ooh, that'd be
he
nice.
Should half book Steve.
Oh, boy. Because
I know how Steve feels about the half book.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
He should half book him. He should block him from seeing his friends and commenting on statuses, but he can see everything still.
Statuses?
Yeah, statuses.
Here is some truth. One of the nights this week, this was true. You can't deny this.
So we're done with the fiction?
Yes.
Right.
Here's something that did happen this week, and it was kind of funny.
You stitched up.
We were driving back to my place, and we were jamming to Candyman at 4 in the morning.
Okay.
And was Norman Lear doing heroin in my back seat?
Oh, come on!
Well, I was just waiting for the rest. fiction. Oh, we're away from the fiction.
We're in nonfiction today.
Stop throwing legends into false scenarios!
Speaking of Norman Lear, we were watching a lot of his shows last night.
We were. George Jefferson goes to a KKK meeting.
He does.
Edith gets raped on All in the Family.
She did.
Or almost raped.
Almost raped.
Almost raped.
Almost raped. That was the episode name, Almost Raped.
No, it wasn't. It was called Edith's 50th Birthday Party.
Okay.
Was it?
Yes. Pretty sure.
50th birthday.
What's the one?
Way to set up the listen. Way to set up the viewers for something happy go lucky.
Yeah.
What's the one
raping?
What's the one where George tells Aunt Edna to stick her face in dough and make gorilla cookies?
I don't know.
That's my favorite thing that anyone on a TV show has ever said.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh.
I actually don't know.
We heard Louise.
Oh.
George. N-word, please.
I won't
Tom
say that.
Willis use the N-word.
Tom Willis uses the N-word. I will not
crazy
say that
crazy old
word.
Norman Lear.
Isn't he...
Or genius
yeah.
old Norman Lear.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Because as Steve said earlier in the show, the crazies are the geniuses.
Yeah.
That was the one truthful thing you threw
so
out.
If you guys want to rocket your success, you got to eat some paint chips, all right?
Remember when Sherman Helmsley was doing three dudes in my backyard on the 4th of July?
Did that it? Oh, is that what was going on in your gazebo?
Yeah.
So many dudes.
I remember when he was jump roping in your driveway. Like
so
in...
insulting.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we need to get a 7-second delay for Steve.
Yeah,
from now on.
Double Dutch.
Double Dutch.
It actually happened.
Remember that?
Balls being busted.
The opening credits to Amen. He's doing Double Dutch. He was.
Oh, God.
Am I the only one who watched Amen?
That's
a good song, too.
We're just waiting for Betsy Brand here.
Okay,
I'm in wait mode.
So I've gone through.
I'm done making up celebrity.
Let's see how deep
gossip.
Of a hole we can dig before Betsy comes.
Wait,
on the
didn't
show.
You say something about girls arguing on your book? Didn't you want to address that?
Oh yeah, this is good, but yeah. I don't know if I have time.
Oh please,
we may have to save it for after Betsy.
Or you could also, this will be quick too. You can also tell us your thoughts on people with business cards.
You mean the unemployed?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Look, if you have a business,
and every comic.
Yeah, unemployed. If you have a business card, you're unemployed.
Yeah, I got one.
You're unemployed, or else your office forces you to have one. But
I got one, but I'm not
you're
gainfully
unemployed.
Employed.
Yeah, you're not gainfully employed?
No.
For what the business card says, are you gainfully employed?
No.
So you're unemployed.
Right.
Proves my facts and my theories here.
Certainly did. And
theories and facts.
There goes all my bag worth of talking points.
Well, that was the 30 minutes. See, perfect.
Wow.
See?
Minus one story that we got to talk about.
I got to go over your bag of talking points.
Yeah.
Listen, it was on Italian's Pop's Italian's beef bag.
Oh, you were just randomly writing down whatever came to your mind.
Yeah,
whatever you told me.
Last Friday night, summon cars.
I had my comp notebook in the bathroom earlier, and I was writing down notes to go over in the interview while I was on the
last phone. Friday night.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Lenny,
that's
did you know that Matt has a George Foreman grill in the bathroom, in the cabinet? Yeah.
Why is that fucking disgusting?
It's not disgusting.
I'm losing weight.
I say it's in there. We all assume that he uses it. Like
in the bathroom.
It just didn't wind up there by accident.
We all assume I use it in the bathroom. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't like to grill in the open.
Or how about after a good shower?
He has it on when
food.
He's taking a shower. He steam grills it. He steams it.
Suppose so.
Cover up the smell of the shit by cooking some
bacon.
Yeah, right.
That's actually
well,
a really good idea.
That's a great idea.
We're learning a lot of things about people here today on this ball-busting edition.
Yeah, learning again this week, as we always do, about the human digestive tract.
Betsy Brandt from Breaking Bad calling in any moment.
Yes.
Thank God.
Not only one of your favorite shows on TV, but
yes,
one of mine as well. So I think we actually...
Yeah.
Usually I'm not as familiar with the
How
material.
How do you feel about the first two eps of the new season?
Listen, don't spoil it because I only got the
you
last...
You just do the DVDs?
Well, I'm not up to the new season yet. I'm on the last disc of the last season, third
You
season
may want
three.
To cover your ears during this
oh,
interview.
Oh, no.
Then. Bits and pieces.
Well, all right.
She's got a really juicy storyline this year. If I don't talk about it,
I know.
Look like...
I'm sure she does.
I look like an idiot.
I want to hear...
I look like I'm high.
I want to hear her speak, but I'm not done with the third season. I got one disc to go. It's three episodes.
The book.
Shit.
I'm looking right at you. Off the book.
I'm trying
you
to
You know
catch
what?
Up.
For my sake, maybe I should take you off the book. I should just wipe you off.
Let's all get Steve off the
you
book.
You might want to.
Can I bring up this thing I posted
yeah,
today
the girls.
From Dr. Phil?
Oh, well, yeah, girls were arguing.
There was
said.
A guy on Dr. Phil who has a website called Men Are Better Than Women.
Here we go.
And he's hardcore a chauvinist, and he uses chauvinism as a positive word.
Yeah.
And I had a girl who was like, Matt, do you believe in this? And I go, no, no. You know her, Kristen Toomey.
Okay.
Comedian.
Okay.
Chicago comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Tony then said, all jokes aside, I agree with this guy. The whole feminist movement is to blame for the downfall of our society. This is a woman.
Okay.
In particular, the breakdown of the American family. Guess what? I wish there were no expectations of me other than to raise my kids, keep a clean house, and suck my husband's dick. I don't want to be equal. It's too much damn pressure.
But that's a comic, though. That's for a joke.
No. That's no. The comic, Kristen, did not say that.
Oh.
That was another woman then that said it. Kristen
okay.
said, I hope you don't believe this. I believe Betsy Brandt's calling, though.
Okay.
And I believe now she's...
That would be a good bit,
very,
though. If you were a lady comic, that would be a hilarious bit.
You're on the Matthew Aaron Show. Who am I speaking with?
This is Betsy Brandt.
Hey, Betsy.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi. I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's
just
okay.
Too much feminism. I had too much to do.
Oh, don't worry about it. We're all
too many houses to clean, too many husbands to blow. It's just busy, busy, busy.
Oh, well.
You gotta love that a woman said that on my Facebook. I was shocked.
I loved listening to it. I loved listening to it.
Yes, it's funny, I guess, when you hear it, but then when you feel, like, when you realize how serious she is, then I'm kind of, like, disturbed a little bit.
But, you know, don't be disturbed. But let me tell you, and I'm just speaking for myself, not for all women, but I feel like you have those days. And there have been moments when because I like to watch, you know, when Big Love was on, I would watch Big Love.
Yeah.
And there were times where I'm like, God, I could use some sister wives.
Well,
just to help out around the house, take one of the kids to school when you're taking another kid to gymnastics or
right.
something like that.
Plus, all the women on Big Love, they didn't look so bad, and they seem kind of fun to be around.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, you could have people to go grocery shopping with. You know, that's down. I'm down with that.
And there's no pressure. They just help you out with the stuff. They just help you out around the house. That's all. That's all they need
to
do.
Well, but there's other pressure. They did have other pressure.
Well, yeah.
Well, Ben,
you know, I mean,
I'm also waiting for Bruce Fretz from TV Guide to call. And do you know Bruce? Have you met Bruce?
No.
So this will be your
No,
pick.
But I heard that he was calling, but I don't know him. He's funny, yeah?
He's fantastic.
He's
I
very,
love Bruce.
He's
he
very
is,
cool.
He is.
Can I ask you guys, where are you?
I'm outside of Chicago, about 20 minutes. And I know you went to school in Illinois. Is that true? Or
I went to U of I, Illini. Yeah, and then I lived in Lincoln Park for a little while, and then I moved to Seattle.
We're going to talk about U of I a little later. It was named one of the top 20 party schools in the country.
Champaign or Ben?
Yeah.
Has it changed since you were there, or was it a party school then?
I mean, it's a really big school. I think any school that big is going to have a certain party school element. But it was fun. I mean, my God, you watch Social Network. It looks like Harvard is, you know, Arizona State.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Aaron Sorkin did make it look a little bit like a party over there.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, nobody does anything there but, you know, take drugs and get drunk and, you know, women hit on each other.
Well, what's your story, Betsy? How'd you get involved in acting? Where'd you learn at? Did you learn? I already know the answer to that, but why don't you explain to our audience how you got involved with acting?
Do you know how I learned to act? Because you could tell me.
I know you went to school.
I did.
I'm trying to remember where. It was overseas, I think, wasn't it?
I did for a little while, but, I mean, I got my BFA from University of Illinois.
Right.
And that was a good place to go to school for me. I felt like it prepared me. And I also studied at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama. And I studied at the Moscow Art School. They teach at Harvard, and I studied there. I didn't go to Russia.
Oh, okay. Oh, I believe Bruce is calling in right now. Hold on. Is this the Bruce Fretz from TV Guide?
That's me.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Doing? Hi, Betsy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Yeah, Bruce has pretended to be great. I think him and Steve are going to have fisticuffs.
Well, that's yeah.
About what? About feminism?
Close.
No.
Not feminism.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, Bruce Fretz, I was just talking you up as the best writer in television. Tell us, what do you got for Betsy? I know you got some questions.
Well, I just want to say how amazing Betsy is on Breaking Bad this year. I mean, that last episode, Open House, I just thought was a tour de force. I mean, and what I love about Breaking Bad is that they just keep expanding the ensemble, and each year you get to know the characters more and more, and I really feel like it's, you know, so far it's like your year on the show, you know, and it's just great to see.
Oh, thank you. I love it. I credit Brian with a lot of that, too, because he could be... because you know how it works. I mean, he could be the big star and say, I need this and this and this, and I want this about me and that about me. And he's won 3 Emmys since, I mean, he every year we've been eligible, he's won an Emmy. You know, even when our first season, when it was, you know, pretty much half a season. But, you know, he's always encouraged Vince and the writers to, you know, that they don't have to make it completely about him and, you know, let it kind of be an ensemble, as much of an ensemble show as it can be, I think. And I think that's pretty decent of Cranston.
You know
what? He's a good guy.
Yeah. You know what I was going to...
He's a great guy.
I feel like, Betsy, they give you one killer monologue every season. And now, like last season, you had the monologue when Hank, you know, had... with the whole situation with Hank and Walter, which was phenomenal. The first season, one of my favorite scenes of yours ever on that show is when you guys are all having the intervention.
Can I guess it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it the intervention scene?
Yeah.
I just said, yes. Good guess. But you were phenomenal in it.
Yeah.
You were phenomenal.
I loved that.
Oh,
I loved that scene. And when we got it, Vince had changed it a little bit, and it was so great when we got that. And I you know, when the show's new, you don't really know how it's going to go over. You don't really know if it's, you know, I felt like this show was going to be really good because the writing was so good, and I really loved working with this cast and loved to be a part of this cast. But it was so exciting when we shot that, and I felt like I could, you know, you could tell that the crew was really proud to be on the show, and it was phenomenal. It's fun to do.
Why do you think it is your character's written as kind of Walt's defense? You are Walt's lawyer half the time, it seems. And
you think so?
I think you guys have this connection where your character may be the black sheep of the family. And I think some people may mistake your character as a bitch, but I think she's probably just a little more difficult. She has different opinions than everyone else.
Right.
She doesn't fit the mold.
Right.
And I think you and Walt kind of have that in common, and I think that's why you end up being the character that's usually defending Walt. That's very perceptive of you.
It's like you jumped into Vince Gilligan's mind, and he told you that.
Oh.
Well, you know how it is.
Seriously, he said that season one. Because, you know, Marie was the only one that said, if he doesn't want to get chemo, crawl off his back. He doesn't want to get chemo. It's his choice. It did not go over well with Skyler.
Right.
You know,
right.
She's always saying something. She's like, you know, I also tell Brian pretty much, you know, whenever we shoot together this season, that I think that Marie thinks that it's sexy that he's got all this gambling money.
Right.
Well, yeah, and you are a klepto. You kind of have like that, you know, like bad girl side to you.
Right.
So I could totally see that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's down with that. She's like, go you, Wall. Go Wall.
Betsy, I got a question. Are you ever going to have a scene with Aaron Paul? Ever?
You know, season one, I told Aaron, I'm like, you know what we need to do? We need to really pitch to Vince and the writers that they, you get busted for drugs or whatever hoodlum activity you're involved in. I get busted for stealing, and we do community service together.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's good.
That'd be it. That may be too far gone now, because I think he's beyond community service at this point.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think he's just heading for the can.
Right.
I don't mean bathroom. I mean jail.
I got to feel like, though, there's got to be a scene before this. Because we heard a report today. Is this true? Next year's the last season of Breaking Bad, and you're only doing 8 episodes, one. And second of all, there's got to be a scene with you and Aaron before the end of the show.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
I'm hearing.
I don't know. I really don't know. This is what I'll say about that, because this is really all I know about it. Is this was just pretty much the beginning of negotiations between Sony and AMC, and then they have to negotiate with Vince, and you know, and that's always crazy. It was crazy with Mad Men. People thought, you know, Mad Men might not come back. They might not come back for 4 more years. I mean, it's just the beginning of negotiations. So I don't know. What are you going to do? You know,
Bruce, what was the story behind that you read?
The story was, yeah, basically they're in negotiations, but that it's kind of breaking down, and Sony's shopping it to other networks. So, you know.
My feeling is, this is just a guess, because AMC doesn't call me and ask me what I want to do about it.
Right.
But even though they probably should, I think that, you know, I mean, I love that AMC took a chance on this show, because, you know, a lot of networks didn't want to touch it. This may be surprising, but a lot of networks didn't want to produce a show about a high school chemistry teacher who makes meth with a former student. But AMC said, you know, let's do it, which I think is really ballsy, especially for their second show. And I mean, so that just kind of feels like home to me. I can't imagine the show moving somewhere else. And I don't know. I mean, but, you know, I guess Sony's got to do what they've got to do, too. So we'll see. But I'm sure it'll work out, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
it may just be a negotiating point, you know. Yeah.
I mean, I never thought that the show would go, you know, it's not going to be like an 8-season show, because, you know, the lead character got himself into many jams, and he's terminally ill.
Yeah.
But,
I
don't know.
Yeah. You don't want to turn it into like Weeds, where it goes on to like...
Oh.
Season 7, and you're like, this thing had a lifeline to it. It had a sell date,
right.
Sell by date.
I don't watch that show.
It's okay, Ben.
I've seen it, but I don't, it just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't, and people ask me about it because, you know, our show is also about someone, you know, involved in drugs, but I think the shows are so, so different.
They're very
way
different.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start.
Not even close. Not even similar. You know what I was going to ask you too, Betsy, is since Bryan Cranston will not do my show repeatedly, I'm no Bruce Fretz. Bruce Fretz, Mr. Television, he'll do an interview.
I'll put in a good word with Bryan. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks, Bruce. But
Betsy might have more sway than me, though, but, you know.
What
do you want him to do?
Oh, I'm not asking for a favor. I'm asking, since in case I never get Bryan Cranston, I was going to ask you, how do you and Bryan Cranston prepare for your roles, and what are the similarities and differences?
Oh, my God. well, you know, I think that Marie and Walt are really completely different characters. But Brian, I joke about how, I said, you know, he has really come along since we started this show. He's learned a lot from me, and it's wonderful that he watches, he learns a lot. Brian, it's funny, after we did the pilot and like a few episodes into season one, we a bunch of us were out for breakfast, and I said to Brian, I said, this is your time. I said, it's so fun to watch you do this role. And I said, this role is like, it's like Lear, you know, but on TV. And he's so, I mean, just from the get-go, I felt like he just, you know, Brian's just so amazing. I love to watch him in rehearsal. But right. he just did it and was just amazing. And then Dean, he's like, yeah, thanks for all the seasons we have coming up. I mean, like, we just knew that right away it was going to be something really good, you know. Because
yeah.
sometimes everything should line up and it just doesn't, you know. Like, it might be, hey, I just saw Aaron Paul's friend. It might be good material and it might be a good cast and you know, really, you know, the writers and the producers are really great, and it just kind of just doesn't come together like you think it might. But the show, everything just kind of fell into place, and it was really exciting to see this. I just thought it was Brian's moment, and he's such a great guy. I mean, not only is he wildly talented, but he's really fun to work with and be around, and he's also he's such a good guy. I mean, I could not be happier for him.
Yeah, his publicist doesn't like me, I don't think.
Okay.
Well, maybe you need to let him Skype in his tidy whities. He might sign on for that.
He can Skype. He can be nude for all I care.
That's
I just
fine.
Need to talk to the man. I have questions.
I like
you have questions.
I am the Peter Jennings of this podcast. I have questions. You know what else I was going to ask, Betsy, is you are... Before Breaking Bad, you were that face everyone could recognize on every TV show ever. And what was your favorite show you did? You did a lot of one-episode shows. I remember you on ER.
And that show that she was a meth head.
Yes, that was that was one of my favorite shows ever, so I do remember you on that vividly. But what's your favorite that you did? What was your favorite? Because it's so hard, I would imagine, to do one episode, one character for, you know, 16.
Can I give you my top three?
Yeah, absolutely.
ER was one of them. I loved working on ER. I really liked working with Maura Tierney and Sherry Stringfield. And then I had a great time, and I did more than one episode on Without a Trace. So
right.
I did two parts to their season finale, and it was a 9/11 story, and it was really fun to work and to do. And I have to say, like, they're really, if someone called me and said, you know, you play opposite Anthony LaPaglia in this film or movie or, you know, TV show, whatever, or podcast, I'd say okay, because I think he's just wonderful and really fun. He's really, really fun. I had a great time with all of them, Eric Close, all of those guys. And the other thing I had a great time on was NCIS.
NCIS with Mark Harmon.
With Mark Harmon and Michael Weatherly and Sasha Alexander, but I had a great time with them. And it was such a – I like roles that, you know, where the person's kind of off. Were there a little bit, and that person, she was, you know, an officer, petty officer, and she was kidnapped by this chaplain and who had a thing for women in the 60s. And so, it was bizarre. It was totally bizarre. And then, and this was action-y for me. So it's called Stockholm Syndrome, where you develop a relationship.
Right.
I looked at it as a kind of crush with your captor.
Yeah.
And so when they came to rescue me, I hit Michael Weatherly with a vase and knocked him out, stole his gun. I mean, how badass is that? That's badass. Stole his gun, and then ultimately I was rescued by Mark Harmon, which I think that whole scenario right there, and I wore a wedding dress the whole time, I think that is pretty much any woman's dream.
Right. You get
right.
to work with two good-looking guys, and they're both fighting.
Yeah.
Saving you
in a wedding
as Mark
dress.
Harmon carries you out in a wedding dress. Win, win, win.
Right. I mean, what a day at work. And
right.
then, and Without a Trace, I was rescued by the SWAT team. A lot of rescuing. That's probably some issue I have. That's
well,
a different
what,
show. We'll
you know,
talk about that. It's a different show.
Well, you know what I'm kind of seeing, Betsy, is the rise you're on right now kind of reminds me of another actress by the name of Melissa Leo, who was.
Nice.
Homicide.
I love her.
She was phenomenal on Homicide. She got her big break finally after doing a lot of character work. And I just have a feeling you're really going to take off with this.
God, I love you for saying that. And I'm so flattered because I think she's fantastic. You know, and this is something I really, I see Brian, he and I are similar in this way. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love that Breaking Bad is doing so well. But, I mean, even if, you know, it was just my mom and my neighbors who watched it, I'd be happy to show up to work, you know, every day I work and work on that material with the people I get to work with, and I'm happy to have a great job to go to.
Yeah, no, I kind of feel the same way about doing a podcast out of my mother's basement. Yeah. Exactly.
Does your mom listen? Do you have her guest call? Do you make her call in, or you just let her walk downstairs?
It depends. Some days she listens, and some days she doesn't listen and just calls in because she feels like it.
Betsy, she's been known to actually open the door and yell downstairs on the show while the show is going.
What does she yell? Does she yell, dinner's ready, or does she yell, stop that potty mouth?
No, she'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
And Matt will say something like, we're doing the show. And she'll be like, don't yell at me.
At this time, don't yell at me. Hello, Lee. Hello, Steve. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, she'll say hello to me and Steve.
Or her and my sister will call in drunk. And I'll be like, do you have a question for Michael Ian Black, Mom? And she'll be like, who? No, I don't have a question.
Wait. So now where are you in the birth order? Both of you, tell me. I find this very interesting.
I am the firstborn.
I am too, but I am not Matt's brother.
No. He has much more back hair than I do.
Yes.
That's interesting that you're both firstborn.
Yes.
I'm the baby of four.
Oh,
my goodness.
How does that feel? How's that for you?
I mean, I have to believe that's a big part of the reason I'm an actor. Is it's just, notice me.
Right.
Yeah. Your parents.
There's one more. I'm in the back seat.
Do you think parents get tired of the whole kid thing after number three or number four, and they're like, yeah, I got another one.
I mean, I only have two kids, so I can't say about having that many. But I've heard people say that after three, you may as well have seven. It just doesn't matter.
Well, I will tell you this. We have a man on the show, Bruce Frett, who may be father of the year. I have let's be honest here, though, Bruce. You're so dedicated. You got pictures up all the time. You're always touting the kids. And you know what? These are pretty great kids, too.
I do have great kids. I only have two. If I had more than two, then, I might lose interest.
I feel, it's funny, I tell my husband because we only have two, I said it makes me feel so waspy.
I don't know, because now who's the Mormon guy running for
Mitt Romney,
the other one. There's another one.
Who, Huntsman?
Huntsman, yeah.
Did you say Mitt Romney? Not Mitt Romney.
No,
Mitt
Tim
got kids,
Tim
too.
Huntsman.
Yeah, Huntsman's got like eight kids.
Yeah.
And then,
what about Michelle Bachmann? She had 23 foster kids.
Yeah, she has 23 foster kids.
Yeah.
So I think Waspy's longer two.
No.
Christ.
Waspy's no longer two, I'm taking it.
Well, it depends on what you are. Are they waspy if you gave them waspy names like Winbrandt and Morford?
No, I don't. And I don't do the last names as first names either.
Oh, very good. Very good. You have normal names for your kids? My sister's pregnant. She's having a kid. And she wanted a name. What were the names again? Caden?
Caden, yeah.
Caden, and what was the other name? I'm like, what's a Caden? He's going to get beat up every day. it was not. Shaniqua wasn't an option. What was it? Tucker? Tucker was one. I like Tucker Cawley, so that's okay. What was the female one, though? It was really weird. It might as well have been Apple.
Right. It was really odd.
It might as well have been orange.
I thought there was an
banana.
A at the end of it.
Rainbow?
No, it wasn't Rainbow.
It wasn't Rainbow.
She's not Frank Zappa over here. Good God.
It's not Rainbow. It's not Apple. I need to know the female name.
Yeah, I need to know, too. I forget. What are your kids' names, Betsy?
Oh, I don't mean to be like, you know, but I don't want to say.
But they're normal names?
They're normal. They're like old school names, yeah.
So when they get arrested, I'm not going to see Banana Brandt.
No, not at all. Not at all. They're all old family names, like old people names.
Banana.
I say all, both of them. But I look at it as, you know, my husband, his family gets the last name, so my family gets the first two names.
Oh, very good. I kind of like that she keeps the kids out of the Hollywood, though.
Right.
I like that.
I do. I'm like, really, like, I just don't. That's my choice.
Well, she didn't name them Dweezil and Moon Unit. I mean,
she yeah, don't, no, I didn't.
I think that's normal. That may be normal.
I didn't.
Oh, well, that's very good. So, Betsy, are you getting feature role offers now?
I am. And this is, does this make me sound just not ambitious? But I got one. And it's not, I mean, it's not the be-all end-all of roles, but it's a good movie. There's a lot of good people in it. I don't want to say what it was because I'm turning it down, so I know they're going to go to someone else, and she doesn't need to know that she wasn't asked first. But I said no because it would really mess up my vacation with my family.
Well, hey, you know what?
Is that crazy?
No, because...
No, that's great. Come on. You got your priorities straight.
Yeah, well, that, and you probably read the script. It wasn't so great. And
no, it's pretty good, but it's not like, you know... I'm walking into a restaurant just for a minute.
Okay. Just getting some
Did
food.
Did you not use my card?
No, I like.
I went to a Mexican restaurant with my with my daughter's kindergarten teacher.
Uh-huh.
And my friend.
Well, this is a Larry Poindexter moment. Another Larry Poindexter moment.
That's funny.
You think?
Yeah, Larry was like yelling at his kids on the phone, and then he's like sitting outside listening to hummingbirds, and it was all very atmospheric. So I like it.
Right.
Keep it going.
Should I yell at my kids now? Even though I'd have to yell really loud so they can hear me because they're at home.
Don't yell at the kids.
Yell
from there.
They'll hate me when they're famous.
Yell at the people.
I need a job.
Yell at the people in the restaurant.
Hey, how sad is that? And this, I mean, seriously, how sad is that Farrah Fawcett and Ryan O'Neal's son was arrested for heavy-duty drugs? I mean, like, not some pot in his backpack. Yeah. I mean, heroin.
Yeah.
First of all, can I now say I love this woman because she's ready to gossip?
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Is that gossipy? It made me sad. It was like, that's sad. Like, it's been a rough year.
But
no. I'm assuming it's been more than a year that's rough, but.
Betsy, look at Ryan with that show with Tatum on OWN. Oh. I won't even call it that word.
Yeah.
The Oprah Winfrey Network.
I love Oprah. I do.
Have you met her?
Think what you want of me, but I haven't met her. No, she's big time. She's big time. I'd have to have no. What reason would I meet her for?
You bumped
would
into
she want to meet me? That I used to live in Chicago. That might be the only shot I have.
You don't think she might be a Breaking Bad fan?
Oh, actually, she has seen it. I know this to be true.
Uh-oh.
It's weird. You know what? I don't even think about that because I just kind of go through life thinking that no one watches the show.
Oh.
And I just go about my day. But, no, she has seen it. She has seen it on a boat.
Was there a review?
No, but I know someone who is friends with a friend of hers, and they watched it on vacation together.
Gail King?
Well, Gail King was there. Gail watched it, too, yes.
Gail was there. Oh, I'm digging the dirt here. I'm Columbo.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
I watched the show. Now, I don't know if Gail was as into it as Oprah or if Oprah was really... Don't take that out of context, please. Or that Gail was really, you know, or vice versa. But, yeah, they both watched it. And then a handful of other, you know, famous people.
Don't worry, Betsy. There's nothing to take out of context because whatever Oprah's into, Gail's into. There's no... There's no opinion on Gail King. No, I'm just
kidding. If they asked me to drive across country in a Chevrolet with them, I totally would.
You would. I could see that.
Yeah, if you're listening, I would absolutely drive across country and camp.
Yeah, Oprah's listening.
She's probably listening. Yeah, I think Oprah listens.
And go across, you know, go across USA in a Chevrolet.
You know what? You're better off getting in a Chevy with Brett Watson and Bruce Fretz.
You think?
City. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Do you think I'd come back?
But then Betsy could play, like, the fun girl who gets the cranky guys to not be so cranky.
Yeah. I think we got a script going here.
You get them to lighten up a little.
But then you have to give me a really good monologue after a while where I just lose. I am trying and trying and trying, and you don't appreciate. The cranky guys just don't appreciate my positive attitude, and then I just lose it, and I scream at them like they have never been screamed at before, ever.
I love it.
I will steal every line from Sideways. We're covered.
Right. This will be after the montage where you show them how to fly a kite and eat a
drink Merlot if they want to drink Merlot.
Yeah.
You look at me, and then I like to mix a little mom in there. We're going to drink Merlot if they want to drink. You look at me when I'm talking to you. Like that.
Oh.
I could see this. I wouldn't mind seeing her Oprah and Gail, too, I guess. I'm just not too sure that cross-country trip ever even happened. I don't see
Gail. Oh, I'm a believer. I don't think they're liars. I don't.
I, Gail and Oprah hopping a plane and going from town to town. But I don't see the two of them in a Chevy Cobalt going down. 350.
Oh, no, it wasn't a Cobalt. They had a swanky Chevy car.
Oh.
I'm from Michigan, so I think, I'm like, yeah, they get a nice, you know, nice American-made Mobile.
Yeah, you got to buy American. You got to buy American.
They get a nice American-made Mobile. They drive across the country with their dashboard all lit up.
Betsy, we've been having an argument. Help me clear something up. We need a woman's point of view. It's rare that we get one.
Ask me.
Okay. A man drives a two-door white BMW. A little odd. Should I be thinking he's not picking up many women in that?
Do I think he's not picking up many women? I don't think that's odd. I just think that's, you know, there's good chances that he's gay.
Good chance that he's gay?
Oh.
Good chance, Betsy?
Thank
you.
Betsy is the coolest.
No, you're done. You're done. You and Pat DeStefano are out.
That's hilarious.
Hey, look, I support it. So you're good on this show. You're supported here.
Very.
You are.
Am I?
No.
What?
Oh.
Am I supported?
Of course.
Yeah, you're supported.
I'm just saying I'm just saying this because, and I am fluent in gay. Actually, you know what I got to say? What? No, my gay friends would not have a white car because it's too hard to keep that clean.
You're fluent in gay? Is that a switch?
It's too hard to keep it clean.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You want it to look, you know, they're going to want it to look nice. More of silver BMWs.
I just found out our booker is connected to Gail King's booker, and there may be a I may be in a little trouble right now.
We cannot say anything.
Listen, no, I just want to say, when you have Gail or Oprah on, I be on that show too?
You can.
Will you invite me on that show?
Well, you know what? We're moving out to L.A. in a few months. You should come sit in before you're a big movie star.
Are you seriously moving out to L.A.?
Yeah, 4 months. December 1st, we're moving out. So before you went
on. I would love to come on and be on here. Now, will your mom move out here too?
No, my aunt will not move out there, too. You can Skype her. She does know how to Skype. You can be friends with her.
This is my dream. This is my dream show. I'm going to come back on with you guys in the studio. With your mom. Now, will we just be on the phone with Gail and Oprah?
Yeah, you guys can. Oh, she loves Oprah. My mom loves Oprah.
Uh-huh.
So do I. What is there not to love about Oprah?
All my children, one life to live. If you like any of those shows. You guys are made in the
I'm not up on the soaps, but I do. Oh. I love Oprah. No. I'm really sad to see her show end. Honestly.
Play Mahjong,
She plays Mahjong?
I don't know. She plays one of those card games with all the broads on like a Friday
bridge.
Night.
Bridge?
Yeah.
Solitaire?
I don't think it's bridge.
What is this, 1955?
I think it's Mahjong.
Oh.
I don't even
know what that is. It sounds like a perfume.
I think it's a Chinese.
It's played with tiles.
I'm not trying to be racial here, but I think it's a Chinese game.
Or maybe they play Pai Gao poker.
Look, all my money's going to Chinese banks the way this debt ceiling bullshit's going. So. It is. It's all going Chinese.
I have to say, I was driving today, and I went by an RV, and I looked at it, and the first thought I had was, I could probably make meth in that.
Because you could.
Yes.
Or you
because you could.
Yeah.
You were thinking of Betsy.
No, but
that was
just like, I'll never be able to look at an RV again. You know when you watch that show Dexter a bunch and you're just like, you know what, I could probably get away with killing somebody.
No.
I couldn't. No. I don't. This is funny. This is the difference between me and you. Okay. I don't watch Dexter and think I could get away with it. I think, who do I know that could get away with it?
That's the better question.
Well, now you know one person.
Who is
that.
The Dexter? Yeah, Lee. Yeah. We're watching you now, pal.
Okay.
Bruce.
Yeah, now that we know you think you could get away with it.
Bruce, you got more questions about Breaking
Bad? I got a theory about Breaking Bad that I want to throw out, and I want to see if Betsy will say that I crawled up inside Vince Gilligan's head too, because I'm convinced now the more I watch the show. All right, so here's my theory about Breaking Bad. So Walt is a cancer, and he's spreading over the course of the seasons, right?
Ooh.
So he corrupted Jesse first, which was not very hard to begin with, but that was the first one. He corrupted Skyler, right? And then he didn't corrupt Hank, but Hank got injured as a result of, you know, of the cancer. And now,
right.
And now you're getting sucked into it, too.
Wait, why do you think I'm getting sucked into it?
Because
I was already
nuts.
Doing that. I already had my own cancer going, my own kind of benign cancer. Is there such a thing?
But it's getting worse. I mean, the open house thing, that was twisted. Going into the open houses and telling stories about... Come on. You were corrupted. Yeah, I think so.
I love that theory, and I have to tell you that I've not heard that. I've not heard anybody say that yet, which I think is counts for something for originality.
Thank you.
I can't tell you. Now, the other thing, I was like, okay, Vince has said that. But this, I don't know. But, I don't ask him about the other people. I don't ask him about the other characters. I joke around and when people ask me about Breaking Bad. I'm like, Breaking Bad is about a woman whose brother-in-law finds out he has cancer. And he starts to cook crystal meth. When we had the premiere, Dean and I always go down the red carpet together. And can we talk about how great Dean Norris is? Isn't he great?
Oh, he's amazing. He's amazing.
I love him. I love working with him.
No, it's
he's
funny.
Great.
Betsy looks at it the same way I look at stand-up when I go on, like, first or second opposed to headline. I'm like, well, you know, first is the best. Number one, headline goes first. And then there's a bunch of guys that go after me when people get bored and they want to leave. Yeah, so that's what I look at. I like that we see things that way.
Hey, when you do stand-up out here, will you let me know? Because I want to come see you.
I will let you know.
We'll let you know.
If they let me do stand-up anywhere out there,
I will let
you know.
They'll let you.
Will they let me?
Will they let me?
Oh, they'll let you.
I don't know if they'll let me.
They think they'll let me?
Paulie Shore's not a big fan of mine, and I hear he runs the circuit.
Okay.
Does he? Well, yeah, but you've got an in with Gail King.
Oh, the Gail King in. If nothing says comedy like Gail King.
Right.
And you were sucking up Andrew Dice Clay earlier. Come on.
Come on. You cannot throw a rock without knowing someone that Gail has some push or pull with.
That's
so
true.
I would see what with that. You'd be at the Laugh Factory. I bet you'd be at the Laugh Factory. Or the Mint.
Oh, the Mint. Yeah. What's the Mint? I have, I performed out there at Comedy Store once and Laugh Factory once. Never the Mint or Improv. No Improv.
Oh, go to the Mint. Do you know Doug Stanhope?
Yeah.
No, I know who he is. You know Doug Stanhope, your buddy?
Yeah, I did a film with him. He did a cameo in a the movie that I did out here before I lived here, which is how I ended up even in L.A. in the first place. It was just a fluke that I got it.
Really?
And he was in it. I had so much fun working with him. Oh, my God, he's so funny. But he was at the Mint. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
I've met him on a couple occasions. I was thrown out of three shows that he did in a row for being too drunk.
Yeah, what a shot.
Oh. Right. Were you mouthy? Were you being mouthy?
I get mouthy. Yeah, I'm a mouthy drunk. What can I say? But
Are you happy? Are you happy and mouthy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I don't want to hit anybody or
Match.com.
Call anybody.
By the way,
you don't hit anybody.
Yeah.
By the way, I should throw
out. You
don't
want to be that guy.
No, don't be that guy.
I should throw out a shout out because Betsy was mentioned by Annabelle Gurwitch on our page. And Annabelle loved you, and she was very much looking forward to hearing you tonight. She's a big fan.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm going to throw a shout-out to her. We have a friend in common.
Which friend is
it? I think I met her briefly. Spencer Garrett.
I do not know him. I think
I met her. It was when one of her, I think it was around the time one of her books came out. And I feel like she and I know someone else in common. But I have to think about that before
Craig
I go throwing
Bierko?
That around.
Do you know Craig Bierko? You were on Boston Legal. Was that the same period?
I'm not remembering. No, I don't know him.
Larry Poindexter? No, Larry. I'm trying to think.
No.
Billy Mark?
Only from you talking about Larry.
Know Craig
I only
Bierko,
know from you talking about Larry.
Yeah, wait just a second. Bruce is right. We finally found someone that does not know Craig Bierko.
Bierko's
I don't know him.
Furious.
Father.
I don't know him, but could he introduce me to Oprah?
I don't know. I do know this. I don't think he's furiously. I just think he's dialing up Betsy's digits right now.
He's like, we'll take care of this. Yeah.
This is taken care of.
If he wants to take me out to a fancy lunch, I'll go.
Oh, he's all about the fancy lunches. Craig,
you can get some fancy lunching in L.A. There's some fancy places to be lunched at.
Okay, here's how lunch works with Craig. I'm going to let you know. You show up. He tells you he's showing up at noon. What that really means is Eastern time, he'll show up an hour later. One. So you stand outside, smoke a pack of smokes, waiting for Craig. Then you have lunch with Craig. You listen to Craig.
I don't smoke.
Oh, you don't smoke?
You'll learn.
Yeah, you'll learn.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. So then you sit inside and you listen to Craig's stories, and you know, they're funny. They're funny, but you realize Craig loves Craig. Then you give him a hug, and you realize he's 6'5", and your head's tucked between his boobs. And that's a date with Craig Bierko.
That's a date, or that's lunch?
Wait, I shouldn't say that, because that's Craig and I's lunch. We weren't on a date.
Yeah.
Craig is a straight man. I am a straight man. We just have lunch together and hug in public.
Hug. You just hug. Yeah. Is it long hugs? Are they long hugs?
Who initiated?
There was a good 50. Craig, he's a hugger.
He initiated
the hug.
He's a hugger. Okay.
He ain't going to hug me.
No.
Does he rub your back when he hugs, or does he pat you?
No back rub. And speaking of hugs, I don't think Bruce Fretz is hugging you anytime soon either.
Does he do the pat when he hugs you? Does he pat your back real hard? You know, like the.
No, it's just a standstill hug.
Okay.
We're just like holding each other for a good 10 seconds. And then you're like, okay, this happened in a corner pantry or a corner bakery. And then you move on. Or Gibson's. Gibson's is an awkward place for hugging.
It is.
You don't want to really hug other men at Gibson's. Have you been
to a steakhouse?
Yeah, it's a steakhouse, Betsy. You haven't
been? I've been there.
Oh, you have? Fantastic.
Yes, with my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law lives in Chicago. He lives in Bucktown. He may be listening.
Oh. Any good? Did you like Gibson?
Yeah, it was great. I you know what? I really don't eat much meat, and I didn't eat meat for I feel like such a wuss saying this. I didn't eat meat for 12 years, and then once we started shooting in New Mexico, I started eating meat. But I pretty much only eat red meat. I eat steak and I eat bacon.
Yeah,
that's.
And I like to have a nice, you know, a nice fillet with a full-bodied glass of red wine, and you know, whipped potatoes with butter. I'm from the Midwest. I like butter.
Yeah, butter.
You know,
I like
what?
Meat, potatoes, and butter.
You like butter in this part of the country.
And now I know who Spencer Garrett is from CSI. Now I know. No, I don't
know. He's also one of those guys. You've seen him in a ton of things.
Well, that's why I like interviewing on this show. I like interviewing people first of all, I don't interview anyone I don't like. If I don't like their work, I've told Pat they can't come on because I can't lie and bullshit them. It's too much. I can't do it. And
I love that.
And I have to interview people that I would want to have a beer with.
Right.
That is my theory on this show.
Or a glass of wine.
Yeah,
in some
someone
cases.
I want to sit down with and hear their stories.
And have a full-bodied red wine and then a filet and some whipped potatoes with butter.
Yes.
If you're paying.
Then why am I paying? You are the fancy radio. And then some a rich chocolate cake for dessert.
Right.
It's that Breaking Bad money.
Paying. If not, Gibson's a really nice Bucktown restaurant. I used to live there. It's a very nice place to live.
A Bucktown?
Yes.
I don't know about that. Is it?
It is.
I've never been there.
It's different now because it's kind of a little more upscale.
Are you sure you didn't live in
Bucktown? Yeah, it's more. Bucktown is much more gentrified now.
It's more gentrified.
It's got nice shops. It's not like the artsy.
It used to be a lot of art lofts, and now there's a lot of baby clothing stores and sushi restaurants.
So now you know Betsy is well-versed and well-knowledgeable. She's very knowledgeable. Use gentrified.
Yeah.
In a sentence. I took a class on gentrification.
Uh-huh.
I was in a Puerto Rican neighborhood for like 10 weeks doing laundry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I could not use the word gentrified in 10 weeks in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Puerto Rico village.
You could not.
No, I still can't use the word gentrified in a sentence. No,
wait,
but you did.
Wait, laundry?
Yeah, you had to pick a place to hang out in the neighborhood, and you can only hang out there till 5 p.m. Because after
Die Hard
five,
with a Vengeance?
Yeah, after 5 p.m. they figured you were going to get shot. This is a true class at DePaul.
Aye.
So I had to bring my...
I got to stop you before you keep going, because I need to know. Where does one take this class?
At DePaul University.
I did that too, man.
That's for your lip
gentrification, part. And you yeah. went to a laundromat
for
until 5 o'clock.
For 10 weeks, I would say 4 days a week until 5 p.m. and then after that, they said they wanted us to go home, so we weren't their responsibility. And then I had to do my laundry, but I had to bring a notepad and write down everything I saw. Everything I had
wow.
to write the races, everybody walking in and out the door, what sex they were. Like I had to.
Did you talk to people? Could you talk to people?
You were not allowed to talk to people, but I talked to everybody, so that
how could,
happened.
How could you not?
Regardless.
You're sitting in the corner taking notes about
well,
it.
Well, you guys know me. I talk to complete strangers
bizarre
all
class
the time.
I've ever heard. You got credit in this?
Oh, I took that too.
Matt, oh, it was the toughest class I ever took.
Matt has a minor in watching people at the laundromat.
It was one of the toughest classes I ever took. Very time-consuming.
I'm
well,
sure.
Yeah. What did you do about your other classes? If you're at the laundromat,
I did
until
not,
5 o'clock every day.
I barely had time. I that was the worst quarter of my life because I had to go. I still have to go to this gentrification class 3 days a week.
Did you get a Can you get a scholarship for this?
No, I did not get no scholarship for gentrification. Turns out,
I love that you said I did not get no scholarship for gentrification.
Well,
it's the Puerto Rican in you.
Oh, what does that mean?
What?
Wow. Steve, if you could be any more offensive today. It's the Puerto Rican in me. Okay.
Okay.
Well, now I'm lost. So, Betsy, where is the best places to eat in L.A.? Because I've been out there and the food blows.
Oh my God! Oh, you just got to go to the good places. Let me tell you where I am right now, and this is
right
my
now.
Favorite, one of my favorite Mexican restaurants in LA. It's called Loteria. Started out, and they still have a stand in the LA Farmers Market, but they have two restaurants: one in Hollywood and one in Studio City.
Okay.
And the other good Mexican is, I don't want to give away my haunt here because it may become crowded with, you know, Chicagoans, but I'm down with meeting some Chicago people in L.A.
I doubt that.
There's a bar called El Carmen, little bar, but they serve some of the best Mexican food in town.
So you're a Mexican food kind of person?
I
do.
I like the Mexican food and then...
Like
sushi. I mean, I like a lot of food, but El Carmen is great. And you have to come out here in the summers and have margaritas.
I can have those in the winter too. Do you understand 60 degrees in January is like summer to me?
Yeah,
I'll be in my pool.
That's tough to do. At Loteria, if you ask them, they will make you a tamarind margarita, and I just tonight have asked them to name it after me.
Oh, you.
So now, when you come in and ask them, say, can I have the Betsy margarita?
You know what I love? Look at the balls on Betsy.
I know.
For them to name a drink after her.
She tells them.
She's like, listen, motherfuckers, you are naming.
My new mantra, my new philosophy is it doesn't hurt to ask. Now, chances are they will not name this drink after me, but I feel like I've put it out there and I've done what I can, and I'm going to keep asking. What are they going to do, throw me out?
We had Jim McCarron, he's a former executive at CBS. He's coming back on. And the way he got his career was he asked Norman Lear to get him in at CBS. He was an interviewer. He interviewed Norman Lear. He said, hey, Norm, pal, and Lear, can you get me in over at the CBS? And just like that, done and done.
Yeah.
Working with Leslie.
Yeah. Well, if they refuse, you can just be like, do you fucking know who I am? I am Betsy Brand.
All you have to do is bring a breaking bat.
Yeah, because I do that a lot.
Yeah, but you are kind of like the Joe Pesci of television, minus some violence at this point.
And I'm twice his size.
You know what's funny, though? You like, my mind, see, I'm a big fan of Rescue Me, and I love Mad Men. And the women on those shows, on all three of my shows, are written so drastically different. You got Breaking Bad, where they're kind of written like they're normal people with major issues. Then you got Mad Men, where they're written like they're women in the 50s and 60s and not really...
They're kind of larger than life on
that
show, too.
Yeah, very cartoonish to a degree.
Right.
Okay, and then you got Rescue Me, speaking of larger than life. between Sheila and Janet and his daughters. I don't want to get married. I don't want to have sex with another woman the rest of my life. I'm done.
You're a prescription. That's TV. Come on, you know that. You don't need me to tell. You don't need me to tell you that. You can call yell upstairs to your mom.
My three favorite shows. You guys, women scare the shit out of me. It's scary. You know what? For Betsy, I'm going to call my mother.
Wait. How can you say that? Because you see how Marie just stands by Hank right now. Look at what she's putting up with.
She's
a loyal wife, though. She's loyal to Hank. You know,
Let's call Mom. She can say. She watches Blades, though, so let's not bring up Breaking Bad.
I really
What's
hope.
What's your mom's name?
Karen.
All right.
Karen.
She's too good to answer.
Karen?
She's moving. I hear her moving.
Hello?
Ma?
What?
Betsy Brandt from Breaking Bad.
What?
Betsy Brandt from Breaking Bad wants to say hello. She wants to know about you running the show over here.
What show am I running? I'm running a zoo.
Your son's running a zoo. Hi, Karen. This is Betsy.
Hi.
I'm a phone friend of your son's, and he was just telling me that he doesn't want to date or marry a woman. How do you feel about that?
I really, where Matthew's concerned, words fail me.
So what do you use?
I just sigh a lot and bang my head against the wall.
Are you upstairs?
Yes, I am. He's in my basement.
Where he belongs. I think you should stomp on the floor when you hear something you don't like.
Well, I, truthfully, I don't listen to the show very often. And I have found out from other people who do enjoy listening to him often that when I do call or say something, I'm ended up being used as sound bites. So
that's what's gonna happen this time because I will complain about it. And I know someone who knows Gail King.
Oh really?
So we won't let that happen. Well, I'm hoping to meet her.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, see, he's always afraid I'm going to ask someone to give him a job, or I'm just not sure. He hung up on me while I was talking to Bruce Fretz one night.
Bruce is left.
I'm here.
Oh my God, Bruce is there too. Hi, Bruce.
I'm here. Hi, Karen,
how you doing?
How are you?
I'm okay.
Does Matthew cook?
Matthew for a while was on a cooking kick, yes, and then all of a sudden he just stopped cooking. He was making all kinds of strange dishes.
Well, but that's a good place to start. I like to bake pies because I'm from Michigan.
Okay, well, that's a good place to be from.
Do you have grandchildren?
Not yet.
Well, then I would be concerned about him not wanting to get married.
Well, I have two girls, so hopefully.
So you think they'll come through? Okay.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah, I think. He's always told me he wants no serious relationships until he's got a career going. And since he's 28 and still in my basement...
27.
Well, 28 in a few days, dear. You do have a birthday coming up.
Matthew, when you move to L.A., we should go celebrate your birthday.
Yes, we will, Betsy, and we'll have
you can have birthday. Betsy, you can have birthday flan.
Yeah. Oh. And I'll have a margarita named after Betsy.
Okay.
Yeah, the Betsy Tamarind margarita.
Well, Annabelle Gurwitch already said she wants to introduce me to some women.
Oh, that's great. Hey,
both of us.
Yeah, all two of us.
What happened to Aid?
Aid is coming home tomorrow, Friday for the week.
And oh, okay.
Back to L.A. What do you mean, what happened to Aid? You know,
you
guys aren't seeing each other.
What?
You've brought this up a million times. I told you Aid and I are not seeing each other.
Well, you always used to bring her over here, and she'd have to sit in the driveway because you wouldn't let her come in the house.
Because I didn't want her to hang out with you.
Why? I'm really not a terrible person, Matthew.
I didn't say you're terrible. I just said you're nosy.
Yes, I am. It's a mother's prerogative to be nosy.
I mean,
you
no,
should not talk
good...
to your mother like that.
I'm
talking to a whole lot of people, Stephanie. I'm on the air. Matt thinks this is hysterical. Yeah. Hi. Stephanie wanted to know who I was talking to.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his little
sister.
Yeah,
no, Matt, you shouldn't talk to your mom like that. There was a boy I wouldn't date my freshman year in high school because he wasn't nice to his mother.
I am nice to my mother. What do you mean I'm not nice to my mother?
Well, sometimes you don't speak very kindly to me, dear.
Oh, what are you talking about? What greyhound are you driving over me right now?
Matt, I think you should get back in the kitchen and make one of your crazy dishes for your mother.
Now, in the kitchen? Oh, this woman's lit.
You haven't made your mac and cheese recipes for me for a while, dear.
I'm the only one that eats. You're never home.
Oh.
I'm home in the evening.
You're always at the pool.
During the day.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, during the day. Oh, by the way, Bruce, are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, thank you very much for that nice little cheer you gave Matt in online in TV Guide.
Yes, absolutely.
I cut it out, printed it out. I'm going to frame it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so well, he has
there
something.
There might be a cheer coming Betsy's way soon. I don't know. So
yeah.
I love that. I would love that. You would be amazed at how excited I would be about that. I'm going to have to go put my kids to bed, guys. I'm going to go put my kids to bed. I didn't realize we'd been talking this long.
Bruce,
I love your theories.
I'm
going to have to play the show back, I think, and listen to it.
Okay.
I love your theories.
Well, it was very nice
so
speaking
nice
with
to
you.
Meet you.
Nice meeting
so nice
you,
meet
and
you
hopefully maybe we'll meet in person someday if my son ever honestly moves
to LA.
Well, yeah, I need a new vacation place to go to.
Well, Matt's going to provide you with that. You're going to have your own room.
Could we just make sure he's not living in his car this time?
Oh, no, that got out.
We'll see to it.
Okay, yeah, if you've ever heard the story about Matt and his Cadillac, it's a good one.
No, not the Cadillac.
Oh, Cadillac, that's nice.
Yeah, he doesn't have it anymore.
To bed.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, you go put your kids to bed, and I'm going to hang up. Good night, Bruce. Good night, everybody in my basement.
Good night, Mom.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
She was really good on this show.
That was a mistake.
She's very funny, Matthew.
Yeah.
Oh, was she very funny?
That was,
okay.
Honestly, I think that was her best.
Let me tell you
her best thing on this show.
Yeah, and I think that's where your entertainer comes from, is from Karen.
Oh, don't give her the ego, Betsy. What are you doing? She's gotta listen to this.
Well, listen, you could edit that out if you want to, but I'm just saying, because we're being honest with each other. I'm just saying, she knew what she was doing. She has a sense of timing. She likes to tell a joke. It's funny. Even if it's at your expense, it's funny.
Just saying.
Betsy's right.
Yeah, I'm like Ray Romano without the money. So anyways, Betsy, thank you so much for doing the show. Breaking Bad.
I had so much fun, you guys. I had so much fun. I promise you this. I can't tell you what's going to happen in season 4, but it's a really amazing season. It's intense.
Yes.
And you better meet up with us in L.A. We'll have some drinks.
Yeah.
And then,
seriously, we'll celebrate your birthday and have birthday fun. Do you live out here, Bruce?
No, I'm in New York, but next time I'm out there, we'll all go out and
next
have a
next time you're
margarita.
In L.A., if Matthew, I'm only calling you Matthew now, like your mom calls you Matthew when she's mad at you. If Matthew's already moved out here and I'm not in New Mexico, we'll go to Loteria and have birthday fun and Tamara and Betsy margaritas.
Very lovely. If you get a cheer, Betsy, you take it over to that bar, El Carmen, and you
call. Right.
Okay.
Remember
this
fucking drink? I said it's named after me. Look at this. Done.
And we will shut the place down. We will shut it down.
Yeah, we should. We should shut it down.
I mean, not forever, just for that evening.
Just that.
Thank you so much.
Just that night. Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Tell Banana and Apple, your friends at the Matthew Aaron Show, say hello.
Right.
Have a good sleep.
You're the coolest. You're the coolest, Betsy. Thanks for doing the show.
I'm William. Oh, my God. Bruce, thank you so much for being on. I had so much fun with you guys.
Hey, and
thank
Betsy,
you.
Tell Brian Cranston to do my damn show.
I will tell him what a great time I had. I will tell him. I'm gonna text him right now.
Thank you, Betsy. We love you.
Cool.
And tell him how fun you
Well, thanks.
Have a good night.
Yeah. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
That was a fun interview, huh, Bruce?
How cool is she?
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. I had a good feeling about her. I heard through the grapevine, Bruce. I told you.
Yeah.
Well, so,
I had no idea, but, you know, she's great. Yep.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. So do I need to sit you and Steve down in a room here now?
All right. No.
Smash
no,
this
no.
out.
He's okay.
Would
He's
you
okay with
apologize
me.
Apologize for your slander.
No, he doesn't have to apologize. It's all right. It's all right.
Bruce, you are a stand-up individual. I'm glad that your name isn't Tipper Gore like Matt's is. You're a stand-up fella, Bruce.
Oh, can I remind people why I don't have my mother on the show since Betsy said, I love how my mom's he plays sound clips of me. How about this one?
Tell Cesar, whatever, he may not have boners in my basement.
Yeah.
No boners in the basement, Cesar.
For Cesar, yeah.
I'm sitting around all you guys. That is like the biggest epicenter for unboner ever.
Yeah.
All right. Good God.
Which is funny because we all have boners.
Well, we've got to look at Lenny. Nothing going there. I got to look at Steve.
Oh well.
Nick and Alex, they're decent.
Can I just say? I thought your mother was actually very good on this show. Tonight.
I love how you critique my mother's performances every time she's on.
No, but she was good.
Planned out.
No, but she was actually.
Did she follow script this time?
No, she didn't. You know what? She broke from it. I thought she was very organic. Her improvisation was that what they say in Hollywood? That was
a lot of yes.
That was very organic.
Oh yeah, and she's verbally crucifying him over here. Very organic. Yeah.
I like
great.
How Betsy was mothering you too, like nagging you. You know what I mean?
I love Betsy.
Now Matthew,
she was great.
How cool is she?
She was great. She was really cool.
She wanted to hang out and watch your comedy.
And if she calls Bryan Cranston for me,
yeah,
get the Kleenex because you're gonna cry and masturbate at the same time.
You better get a paper towel.
But I would too. Who wouldn't? I would.
It's Bryan fucking Cranston.
Bryan Cranston.
Know,
as you know him as the Swartzkes.
Swartzkes. He's also in Seinfeld and he's
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
And of course, Breaking Bad in every single movie in the next year.
Yeah, really.
Pantsless. Every
movie. He seriously is in like six movies.
He's
in the next
a lot. Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff coming up.
He's got that George Lucas movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
He's got. He was just in Lincoln Lawyer.
He's in Clooney's movie, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in Clooney's new movie, which looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's great. That, what's the name of Clooney's new movie?
The Ides of March.
That looks like one of those throwbacks to those 70s movies, like that Warren Beatty would do and Dustin Hoffman, where it was a real good political drama. I
like
those.
The Parallax View.
Parallax View.
Yep. The President's Men.
This looks
good. Yeah.
And Ryan Gosling. It's a great
cast. Everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Paul Giamatti and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Great cast.
How do you
Marissa Tomei?
Yeah. Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Hang on. Pipe down over there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you. Uh-oh. My God.
You know, we're talking about Georgie Clunes over here. George
Clunes got some balls, though. Naming his movie The Ides of March is just daring critics to say, beware the Ides of March.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Too bad it's getting
out
for every Oscar.
But he's like Clooney. I don't care. You know what? Go ahead.
Right.
I'm George Clooney.
Yeah. Yeah. He is at that point. Oh,
I'm
man.
Just impressed that Bryan Cranston abandons that great head of hair. How do you do that?
You know what?
He wasn't even going bald.
But he had his hair back on Bill Maher the other day. So they must be done filming.
Yeah.
They must have been done for a little while.
Such a good head of hair.
I love that moment, though, where Betsy saw someone that's Aaron Paul's friend.
Right.
Like the friend of Aaron Paul. She's like, oh, hi, Aaron Paul's friend.
Does Aaron Paul just bring his friends everywhere they go? Like,
no, he
wasn't
there, though.
They're hanging out on the set.
Yeah. You know that Aaron Paul, he's got to live the drug dealer life on the set, too.
Right.
He's got to really be immersed in
method types.
Oh, what's good coming on TV, Bruce?
You know what's really good? What I've been watching this, I'm not like an Anglophile at all. I don't go for like the British, you know, costume dramas.
Right.
But there is this BBC America show coming up called The Hour with Dominic West from The Wire, and it's kind of a Mad Men-ish kind of thing. It's set in 1956, and it's about a news magazine in Britain, but it's also got this kind of political espionage kind of element to it too. And it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic.
I love Dominic West. The Wire
yeah,
was
he's great.
Best shows ever.
Yes,
The
absolutely.
Wire was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally different role, though. He plays this Anchorman character who's like, I mean, there's a little bit of like the dog, you know, McNulty, because he's married and he's like, you know, sleeping around. But, it, you know, he uses his own accent. He doesn't try to do the Baltimore accent, which he never really nailed anyway in The Wire, but it didn't matter. But it's really good. And yeah, a lot of smoking, you know, very Mad Men kind of vibe to it. So
don't give anything away, Bruce, but Damages. Do I need to download it as soon as it's on DVD or whatever?
You do, yeah. I'm up through the episode that airs tomorrow night. And you know who's great in the episode tomorrow night? Ooh. Judd Hirsch. Judd Hirsch is back, man.
Always
he's
loved
been him. Out of it for a long time.
Yes.
He's fantastic in the episode, and he's got a bunch of movies coming out. You know what?
Oh,
he's in the Muppet movie.
Oh, wow.
He's in Tower Heist, that Ben Stiller,
he's
Eddie Murphy movie.
True to me. Yeah, Alan Alda's in it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brett Ratner.
I know. I'm worried about the Brett Ratner thing, but I'm telling you, Judd Hirsch is back.
It's Eddie.
You heard it here first. The Judd Hirsch renaissance is just about to begin.
I kind of believe you, though, Bruce. I was always wondering where the Judd Hirsch renaissance went.
I know, right?
He's always been very good in everything.
He's prolific.
Right.
Yeah.
But like the last 10 years, what is he's been when he's on the show, Numbers? I mean, come on.
Well,
Numbers.
When we have Simon on in 2 weeks, I'm going to ask about Taxi and the beginning of the Judge Renaissance.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder what Sam Simon remembers from that show. That was a while ago for him. Sam's
he
old.
He was great on Taxi, you know, and he was great. He was in some big movies, too. You know, he was in Ordinary People, you know. I've been.
Right. He was very good at that.
I know, but are you kidding me? Is Sam Simon that old, by the way?
Sammy Simes?
He's been around that long. He looks so young.
Oh, he's been around a long time.
55.
The Simpsons money keeps you young.
Yeah, that Simpsons money. He's 56 years old.
It goes directly into his arteries.
He don't look 56. He looks 40. Good for you, Sammy Simes. Oh, that's good stuff. I can't wait to have him on.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how the fuck did he do Taxi? He looks good. Oh, yeah. Who else is coming on? Who do we got on the show this month? Should I go through some?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we have Betsy Brandt today. Tomorrow, we have our first repeat guest not named Bruce Fretz.
Yeah.
Shelley Leibowitz is back.
He's great.
We will be talking more Ella Fitzgerald, more Rat Pack, more jazz, more blues.
Yeah.
It'll be a very music show.
Yeah.
Ken Campbell on Thursday. Ken Campbell from Groundhog's Day, Armageddon. Very memorable character actor. Missy Pyle. This month,
ooh.
Tim Gibbons, Missy Pyle.
Nice.
Tim Gibbons, executive producer of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Tracy Pendergrast will follow up Tim Gibbons. She is a model at Maxim. We like to be eclectic.
Very eclectic.
The day after my birthday, Deanna Martin coming on the show. Dean Martin's daughter.
Yep.
Sam Simon, Gary Valentine. Valentine. I don't know how he goes by.
He goes by GV.
Because I know it's a fake name. So I'm not throwing stones, glass houses here.
Yeah.
But Paul Dooley then. Paul Dooley. Mo
Paul Collins. Dooley.
Yep.
Yeah.
TJ Miller. Josh Myers. Mike Royce is coming back at month's end.
McCarran's.
I'm going to hit up Petey Tolan to do next month. September's huge.
Oh, yeah.
September, we have, if there's a show airing on television for the fall, someone from that show is coming on pretty much.
Yep.
I don't have the dates written down or else I'd tell you who, but we're expecting some pretty big guests in September. By the way, Bruce, did you read about that 2.5 Men bullshit?
I don't know if I believe that. Yeah. What's the deal with that? They're going to kill Charlie?
On Deadline.com, they claim they're going to kill Charlie Sheen, and then it's a two-parter where all the characters from Chuck Lorre's other shows and other celebrities are going to try to buy the house from John Cryer.
Hmm.
Even Roseanne?
Roseanne, I'm doubting, will be making an appearance.
No.
Guess what? If I have to play softball, I'm on her team.
So Brett Butler's coming back? Who's coming back? Simple Shepherd? What are they talking about?
You know, I forgot to ask Ron Zimmerman if he fucked Brett Butler.
That's right.
I heard a rumor Ron hooked up with Brett Butler.
Wow.
This was years ago, though. This was like 15 years ago.
It was the 80s.
No, it wasn't the 80s, though. No, it was the 90s when Brett Butler looked like, you know, Brett Butler.
Yeah.
Like she'd take your lunch money.
Yeah, right. Like she'd, like she'd push you down and take your bike.
She's a badass.
Yeah.
She scares me.
She's Lee Garlington on steroids.
She's
there.
Paula Poundstone with talent.
with a better tie.
With a better tie.
I won't disagree, but I'm in enough trouble as it is.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Paula was never doing the show anyways. I'd ask too much about her beating her kid.
Oh.
What? What? I got to ask the hard-hitting questions.
I know.
If he gets a pun.
That's what we do on this show. Is
that was my Brett's pun, by the way. Hard-hitting.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
This show penetrates.
Oh, by the way, Bruce,
yeah.
Bust your balls about something privately, but how is Cowboys and Aliens?
Oh, man, it sucks. I'm telling you. I was so disappointed in that movie. I mean, it should have been fun, right? Cowboys and Aliens, it should
right.
be like lighthearted. It's Johnny Favs directing, right? He has totally just turned into a robot Hollywood blockbuster yep. hack. I mean,
what did I say last night, Steve? And we were trying to get John Favs on the show. What did I say about
him?
When we saw him on Lopez. Go ahead, rat me out.
All right. So Matt goes, Johnny Favs was one of my faves. Bro sold out is what he said.
He's a robot.
Oh, because he was blowing kisses last night, too, which made me vomit.
Yeah, and then he's trying to, like, dude,
dance.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
Him and Vince Vaughn were going one way and then just went the other.
Yeah.
I will say this. Walton, if you're listening, we don't mean it. We're not trying to be mean, but, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I heard Walton's good in Cowboys.
Oh, Valley. Walton's okay, yeah. But, I mean, he, you know.
They didn't give him much to do, from what I hear.
They don't give him much to do. There's a lot of good actors in there. I mean, Sam Rockwell's in there, you know.
Right.
By the way, Pat Bias says I will be getting a boner because there is a movie coming out called The Big Wedding that Lionsgate's distributing, starring Robert De Niro, Diane Keaton, Susan Sarandon, and Robin Williams.
Wow, Robin Williams.
If there is sex in that movie, oh, I better be alone in the theater.
Oh,
I better be alone. Because when Diane Keaton took off her clothes and Something's Gotta Give,
yes,
I was going apeshit.
Yeah. We're big.
I was getting hot flashes.
We're big Diane Keaton fans on the Matthew Aaron Show.
So she won't do the show either.
Always.
Diane's not doing the show either, and she won't accept my Facebook ad.
Diane.
Who else is on my Facebook hate list right now? Who else won't add me? Diane.
There's someone. No, Marissa Tomei.
Oh, Marissa Tomei won't add me on the book either.
Marissa Tomes?
Marissa Tomes won't do it. I'm not.
She's
gonna
punch you like Costanza. Like, she'll find out about your stable and go, you have a stable?
Did Lenny try adding Marissa Tomei?
Probably.
You did.
He did.
Ball.
Four
you
times.
Slime ball.
He tried doing it as a different person. He set up another profile.
I did it for my business. You are not friends with her. No, this is horse shit.
Oh.
This is fucking horse shit. I'm going to go through the roof if Lenny is friends with her.
No. He's bullshitting. Yeah, you should.
Don't do it. No, because I know which one's her real account. And Diane Keaton. I got them on lockdown. Who else won't add me? Oh, Mikey Whitehorn still won't add Steve.
I need a Xanax. Listen,
it's
you.
It's nice when your idols want nothing to do
with
you.
Would you stop airing laundry? Listen.
Well, you know what? You're
I'm
gonna
flip this table over.
Some people, the right people, added you. You know,
the B list. I'm in the B list.
Yeah, but
the A list still won't add me. Jada Pinkett Smith won't add me, and she probably shouldn't. Marissa Tomei won't add me.
Yeah.
Diane, who else won't add me? Peter Goober still won't
Peter
add me.
Yeah,
even
Peter
though
Goobs.
He emails me once every month.
Wow.
Lauren Shuler Donner won't add me. Dick Donner won't add me.
Wow.
Dick Donner won't add me. Just will not. You know who did ask for my friend request?
Printed.
And very exclusive book of 75 peeps?
Ivan Reitman.
Ivan
Reitman!
Yeah.
He added you.
Ivan and I. He won't add Pat Tobias, though.
No.
Well, Pat's suspended, all right?
He's suspended now.
He's in timeout on Facebook.
Oh, and thanks, guys, for stealing my Kurtwood Smith card.
I don't know what you speak of.
Don't
look at me.
Red. I'm friends with Red. You stole my Red. This is like Magic the Gathering with celebrities.
I think Bruce is...
Kurt would once do the show real bad.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, September, Kurtwood. I can tell you Kurtwood's coming on September.
Kurtwood.
Yes. But I don't know what day.
Wow.
But he is coming on.
Whatever happened...
So, Red from that 70s show. And among a million other things coming on.
Your favorite movie, Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. Dead Poets.
I hated Dead Poets Society. Bruce, did you like that movie?
I did like that movie.
Yeah.
Why did you hate Dead Poets Society?
Why?
Oh, so schmaltzy.
It was schmaltzy, but I went to Loyola Academy, and they I saw some... You know what? It's just...
It wasn't that schmaltzy. Come on, Peter Weir doesn't do schmaltz.
No, you know Peter Weir does not do schmaltz.
I don't need Robin Williams standing up on desks saying, seize the day. People killing each other. It was not a good comedy.
Didn't he do that in Doubtfire?
It was supposed to be a comedy.
Look, when I see a Robin Williams movie, there better be some ha-has.
No.
Or I'm not interested.
No, I only...
Robin Williams has done serious schmaltz. Come on, this is not Patch Adams. This is not Jack we're talking about.
Yeah. Man, I loved Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Harvey Firestein, Pierce Brosnan,
Sally Field...
Matthew.
One of the Lawrences.
And then that other Matilda Brett. She was
that Matilda Brett.
I'm so...
Oh, I hated Mara Wilson. I made her cry once.
Oh, what? Bruce, you made her cry?
You're my new best friend.
I did.
How did you make her cry?
I don't even remember. I wrote something about her, and I heard back from her people that I had made her cry.
You wrote something bad about a child?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my!
I wrote something bad about Haley Joel Osment before he was Haley Joel Osment.
He's a robot. He was
on the Jeff Foxworthy show. I gave him a bad review.
Not Walker when he had AIDS. With AIDS on Walker.
Bruce, I have to say, I'm a huge proponent of not giving all of this praise and accolade to child actors, even if they're good in one role. When I like to see someone like Diane Keaton age and get better with age and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And take on these new roles, and they give Oscar nominations. Yeah, that little girl in Whale Rider was really good, but come on.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Then they grow up to be Anna Paquin, and they're like, you know, bisexual vampires.
Right.
This is why when Steve was mad at you for not having him on the book, I go, you got to give Bruce a chance. And here's why. You made Matilda cry.
That's classic.
You know who else I made cry? I made Lacey Chabert cry.
You made Lacey Chabert cry?
I
don't know. We may have to have fisticuffs over that.
Why?
That squeaky little hottie is all mine.
She
was terrible on Party of Five. Come on.
She's terrible.
She needed to be slapped on Party of Five.
There's a reason she doesn't have much of a career, Bruce. But she is my future wife. One of them.
She grew up nice, but, you know, this was when she was, you know.
She's still no good, though. She's still no good.
She's no Nev Campbell.
Thank you for making Matilda cry, Bruce. Thank you.
Wow. So you made Lacey Chabert cry, though. How did you find that one out?
You know, all these things just get back to you. You know, you hear it's like, how could you write that? She's a child. It's like, she's on a TV show. I'm not supposed to reveal her. You know,
back to you when they spray painted on your garage door. I hate you, you critic fuck.
Critic fuck, that's a sect. We're a group of people.
Oh, like Larry with the bald, you bald fuck.
You bald asshole.
How great is Curb this year?
It's so great.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. So good. I heard some bad stories about Larry, though, from a friend of Steve and I's, but I still love Larry.
I love Larry.
I've only had good experiences with Larry.
Only good experience.
Only good. Only good.
I think he came across really good in the Rolling Stone interview.
Yep.
I liked that a lot. Steve, I don't think you should worry about upsetting Bruce that much because critics get a lot of spears launched at them.
I do worry because I like Bruce.
Yeah.
I do worry.
No, don't worry. Don't worry.
Well, all right.
Don't worry.
Oh,
you're just going to get less gossip from now on.
Oh, okay, Matt, you've got this big pot with your stew and your macaroni and cheese. You are stirring it like your mother does. Apple don't fall far, does it? Pot stirrer.
All right, I've had enough of you, Steve. Where's the volume control?
Oh, no.
That's what they did to Artie.
Well, Bruce, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, man. It's always fun.
Yeah, you should do it again soon. Let me know if you like any of our other guests. He comes on when he likes a guest. He's not coming on for Dustin Diamond, you know?
No.
Did you make him cry?
Yeah.
Who
else?
By the Bell.
I want to hear who else you made cry.
That's it. He had two people.
All right. Two little girls.
And Harrison Ford.
I made Mariska Hargitay cry, but in a good way.
Okay.
You made Mariska cry in a good way.
I did.
Tears of joy.
The only celebrity who ever cried, you know, like Barbara Walters kind of crying moment.
Oh, you pulled the Baba Wawa.
Baba Wawa.
I did. Because I asked her about playing a New York City cop after 9/11, and she lost it. You know, she was a puddle.
She had they had to use that lens on her where it was like looks like it's smeared with Vaseline.
Now you and her in a room alone?
Yeah, on the SVU set. Yeah, that was a fun set.
So no one was concerned that Mariska was crying and thought maybe
no.
said something mean?
No.
She could probably take you anyways. She could take me, I know that.
No, I liked all those people.
You know,
Elder, Ice-T, come on. It's a fun group.
Yeah, Ice-T won't do my show. Even after I raved about Ice Loves Coco, that on my Facebook, the best sitcom on TV is Ice Loves Coco.
Do the show.
I don't think that's a lie.
No. Do the show, Ice-T. Do the show.
No, you know what? Fuck him.
Oh.
At Ice-T. Oh. You don't want to do
he's a great interview. You should try to get him. He's a great interview.
I did try to get him, Bruce. He,
I know.
In my face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's obviously worried that Coco's going to leave him for me.
Oh, boy. That's ridiculous.
Be a little scared, too.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, next time the kids are away, you got to come out to L.A. with us. And then we'll have hobnob like celebrities. We'll have to hang out with all our celebrity friends that do the show. And
all right.
We'll have to get drunk 7 days straight. Except Bruce doesn't get drunk. He's all class.
Good, he can drive.
If Bruce can drive.
Yeah.
No, we've seen Bruce's fruity drink pics.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm framing them. In the studio in the new house will be all this frame stuff, and two of the frames will be Bruce with his blue drink and Bruce with his pick drink.
A boy drink?
The drinks are fruity, though. The pics are not fruity,
clarify. No, just to clarify, ladies, he's a wonderful man.
Thank you.
Oh, well, very good, Bruce. I will talk
to you. All right, talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, Bruce.
Yeah.
We only got 3 minutes of show left.
What?
Whatever. Great show.
Was it good?
I think so.
Any good?
I think it was very good.
And Shelly tomorrow, you think that'll be okay?
I think that will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Shelly Leibs, huh?
Shelly Leibs.
So, I got to play like a 2-minute song then. We promoted all our future shows. I really don't got to do that.
No.
We do have stories to tell, but Lenny will be here tomorrow.
Lenny will be.
We could tell that story tomorrow, the Halloween story.
Oh, yeah. Kuna.
There's a story we haven't told on this show yet that we remember tonight.
A little chestnut's been lingering.
I try and hide those.
Tonight
where you bitched at me because I showed up like 3 hours late.
No, this was with Victor and Jackie. Yes, you were 3 hours late. I did bitch at you. You had an election in 2 days. We'll hear more tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll hear more tomorrow. All right, so Lenny fans, you're going to get a big dose of Lenny tomorrow, a little spoonful of sugar, help that medicine go down.
And then Thursday, we have Ken Campbell, so that'll be fun.
Yes.
Shelly Leibowitz, Ken Campbell. I'm going to ask him, was it the same working with Michael Bay as it was working with Harold Ramis? That's going to be my big question, I think.
Yeah.
Betsy was a lot of fun, though.
Betsy.
So watch Breaking Bad on Sunday. She was amazing.
She was the coolest.
I'll be hanging out with Bryan Cranston in no time.
Oh.
Jealous? I think so.
She really did text him and say that she had a fun time
Absolutely.
On the show, too.
Absolutely.
You know she did it.
All right, we're headed out. Okay. We will see you tomorrow.